I shared already, but I think I should share it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think everybody, but those who don't have, would like to hear this one. It's entitled, How to Get Money from God. How to get money from God. You think it's only God that's giving you money? Let me hear you now. Do you think only God has given people money? Think about it. Yeah. Lord, bless your word to our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So how to get money from God? Themselves who like money. Be honest now. Do you like money?
Yes.
I like that. Put up my hand to write. Because if you don't have money, and you go into the grocery store, you can't go and say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God, and get things. You have to have money, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that so? If you're traveling in a vehicle, and you're traveling from one place to the next place, when we reach your destination, you got to pay the people them, right? You don't say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Lord provide. You take it to the station, right? All right. The point I'm trying to make is that money is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Isn't that so? If you use it for the right purposes. Now money can become bad. The goal of having money can become bad if you do wrong things to get it. You steal to get it. Etc. to get it. So money could be bad, it could be good. It all depends who you do with it. Isn't that so? And because of time, I won't be able to get in all the scripture. But I have scripture for this. 1 Timothy 6, 17 to 19. 1 Timothy 6, 1 to 10. Now, where do we get money from?
Bank.
You can get money from the bank. If you put money in the bank, right? You got money to get from the bank. My subject is how to get money from God. So we're talking about this thing you call money. And where we get it from? Where do we get money from? From an inheritance. Genesis 13 to Genesis 25. 5. You know, some people there, they're fortunate to have parents who laid up something for them. Isn't that so? And when they come off the scene, those children receive an inheritance. Recently, I was looking at the news, and I saw a mother and her daughter kill, I think, her son. For an inheritance of millions of dollars. You didn't see that news? Huh? They wanted money, yes. But they want to get in the wrong way. The gentleman who we have hadn't had an inheritance, but he didn't get to enjoy his inheritance. So you can get an inheritance. And thank God for all those parents who were able to work and accumulate something and leave a little something for the children. Amen? Give it a little self. You left something for your children. Isn't that a blessing?
Yes.
But some people don't have that kind of a blessing. So they are the means to get money. Now, we can get money from having a successful job. Isn't that so? Can't get into all of this. Genesis 30, 27, 28. Here was Laban. Jacob's father-in-law offering Jacob a job. And listen, as Jacob worked, God blessed him and made him prosperous. So you can get money if you work. Amen? You work. Good. Now, do you know you can get money from stealing also? Somebody can't get money from stealing?
Yes.
And fraud? Defrauding is the word they use. Defrauding other people.
Yes.
Could you get money from selling drugs?
Yes.
Millions of dollars probably. So there are different ways you can get money. Now, can you get money from Satan?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did Satan tell Jesus? I'll give you all what he told him. I'm going to give you all. I'm going to give you all. I think he said, all the kingdom of this world, if you will do what? Bow down and worship me. So listen, Satan could give you riches if you what? Bow down and worship him. I heard a lot of those celebrities, like Michael Jackson, a lot of them, they actually, many of them heard about, they sold themselves to the devil. Huh? What do you call it?
Illuminati.
Good. So they get their riches. You think here, the devil could, he will give you everything. He'll give you all the kingdom of the world if you worship him. Why think we get such a hard time in the kingdom of God? Huh? And sometimes our financially, sometimes things get rough with us in the kingdom of God, where finance is concerned. And then the devil comes to you and says, listen, just sell this soul to me. I can make you rich, I can give you everything you want. But as long as you don't serve Jesus, it's okay. Amen? Then also, we can get money from God. So this is the one I want. I don't want no money from no devil. I don't want no money from stealing. I want money from God. How about you? Amen. You don't want money from God?
Amen.
And don't tell me God poor. God is not a poor God. God is a very rich God. But there is principle that God has laid down for us to get money from him. Number one principle. If you want money from God, who you got to look for to give you this money? If somebody's nearby and you want to, let me say you want to fight, I'm not using plenty of money. If you want to spend $20 from Brother Oron, right? You're going to ask somebody else. You're going to go to Brother Oron because you want the money from Oron, isn't that so? So if you want money from God, you got to look to God. Isn't that so?
Yes.
You got to look to God. All right, Isaiah 45 and 22 tells us, the Lord himself speaking here now. I said because of time factor, right? See, our time is going. Turn to me. Give me the King James, please. This will bring it out more strongly. King James, Isaiah 45, 22. What God is telling us here now? Look unto me. Look unto me. Look unto me. Look unto me. You want money for me? You got to look to me, right? And be saved, all end of the earth. For I am God and there's none else. So if you want money from God, you got to look to God. Amen? Now, Philippians 4:19 tells us, but my God shall supply how much of your need? All your need, according to whose riches? According to the riches of the president of this country? According to the riches of America? No. According to the riches of, according to whose riches? My God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory. How rich is God? Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord and what? The fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. God is the richest person in the universe. Amen? I said amen. Are you in agreement with me? And God could give you. God could give you anything. As a matter of fact, I think the scripture records, no good thing will God withhold from them that walk what? Correctly. So, first of all, I've got to look to God to give you whatever you need. God is the richest person in the universe, and God don't want, listen, you think God hand tight? God always what? He always gives, isn't that so? Yeah. Amen, that's how he want to make us givers also. When you see a person like to give, there's a God-like thing, you know that? Because God gives. When you like give, there's a God-like thing you have in you. Praise the Lord. Now, secondly, you got to look to God's word to see what God's word say you must do. See, God's a God of principle. Man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by?
Every word
that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So God's a God of principle. And if you want to get money from the devil, all you got to do is bow down and worship him. Who knows, you might get a lot of money. So if you want money from God, God said, this is how you can get money from me if you want money from me. One, you got to look to me. Secondly, you got to look to my word to see what I say you must do to get money from me. Now, what God says you must do? Number one, we are to come out of Satan's kingdom and come into God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13 tells us, For he, that is God, hath rescued us. This is the Living Bible. For he, God, has rescued us out of the darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom and brought us in the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, how do we get out of Satan's kingdom and into the kingdom of God? Acts 16:31, what? Believe on the Lord. Come on, help me. You should know that from memory. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be
saved.
So you get out of Satan's kingdom by believing on Christ. The minute you believe on Christ, God takes you out of Satan's kingdom, puts you in his kingdom. You can't want to be in Satan's kingdom or doing the things pertaining to Satan and want God to bless you. How God will bless you? Your father is the devil, right? Isn't that so? The Bible teaches us that. Unsaved man, a man who don't have Christ is a Savior and Lord. The devil is your father. And if you want things to be, you want your need to be met, then you got your own father. So we're to look to God and him alone. Come out of Satan's kingdom by receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. You do that by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you need to put God first. Now remember that the scripture that Brother Basil was reading? No? Remember that scripture? Very important. Amplified Bible tells us in Matthew 6:25-23. I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink. Or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you by worrying and being anxious can add one unit or measure cubit to his stature or the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the leaves of the field, and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificent excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green, and tomorrow starts into the forest, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, "What are we going to have? What are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear?" For the Gentiles, heathen, or the unsaved, if a person heathen, they are unsaved, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father know well that you need them all. You think your heavenly Father know that you need food to eat while you're here upon earth? Yes. Come on, you think your heavenly Father know you need food to eat while you're here upon earth? Yes. And you need clothes to wear? I need somewhere to put your head under? Yes. You don't think your heavenly Father know you have these things? You have need of these things?
Yes.
But what you said you must do to get it? Huh? Seek ye what? First the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be what? Added to you. Now sometimes we're seeking everything else. But we're doing what God, so because we're not doing what God telling us to do, we have a problem. Seek what? First the kingdom of God. So you put God first in your life. You look to God. Rather you look to God. You come out of Satan's kingdom. You put him first in your life, and then you live according to the kingdom laws. Now, what is the kingdom laws? To continue believing that Jesus Christ came and died for you, was buried, and he rose again from the dead. And to love God with your heart, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the kingdom laws we're under now. 1 John 3:22-24 tells us, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and that we love. And that we love, we can love God and love our fellow men. And whosoever keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him and he in him. So we are to look to God, come into Satan's kingdom, go into the kingdom of God, put God first and live according to his kingdom laws. Amen? Are we following the order? We want money from God? This is the order. Now what's the third thing we need to do? God has several means that he can use to supply your need. Do you know that? Do you remember how God feed a prophet with a board? By using a board? The board was the means. Isn't that so? God sent a board and feed the prophet Elijah. What was a board not a means? You know, one time Tactus came up and Jesus told Peter, throw your hook, right? And the first fish you pull up, look in the fish mouth, you're going to find money. Isn't that so? So God could use a board to supply. God could use a fish to supply your need. Praise the Lord. Amen. Could God use people to supply your need too?
Yes.
And sometimes God can use people that you will never think about going to meet your need. God used a widow to take care of the prophet. Isn't that so? So God has several means that he could supply. Don't limit God to one means.
Right.
God is able to do exceedingly above. Now God didn't take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and multiply it. Huh?
Yeah.
You don't think God, if things rough in your home, God could multiply the flour or whatever you got, that bread or whatever you got, and you could have to eat whole month? You believe God can do that?
Yeah.
Or God can cause whatever you get, and somehow, how is money doing? How things going so wonderful because you're following God principle. So the third thing God wants, the standard thing God wants us to do is to work. Amen? Now this doesn't go for people who have retired, and for old people who cannot work, and for sick people who cannot work, and for those who are looking for employment, they are not employed. This doesn't apply then. This applies to every one of us who can work. Amen? God is the one who gives us ability to work. Come on, God gives us his strength to work. Amen? So you heard the Bible, put it now. In 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. This should be your ambition. To live a quiet life. Minding your own business. And working with your hands, just as we commanded you before. As a result, people who are not Christian will respect the way you live. And you will not need to depend on others to meet your financial needs. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 tells us. For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. And 4 Thessalonians 5:8 tells us, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel or an unbeliever. God's standard we are providing for us to work. That's why I respect a man who works. Even if the man is a janitor, I respect him because he's doing something to earn a living. Amen?
Amen?
Doesn't matter what work he does, I respect that man. And I respect people who work hard to earn a living. Sometimes maybe some of you knows that although you're not feeling well, you might be sick. But because you know you need to earn a living, so you won't have to depend upon others to reach your need. You go to work, isn't that so? Come on, isn't that so? Because you know when you're working, what your work represents? It represents your time. It represents your energy. It represents your ability. It represents your strength. Isn't that so? My wife works. And she happened to get the flu. And those who get the flu, well, I call it flu. If you get a cough, you get something, you don't feel good. But in spite of all, I see she get up. Sometimes probably feel sorry for her. She get up. The guy get up about 7 o'clock, come on the road, catch about 3 transportation, and get to work. I respect that in people. I said I respect that in people.
Amen.
If a man don't work, neither shall he eat. Now this doesn't go for housewives, right? Those who have children and house to look after. Now if you are a housewife, you think you're working? Here was that whoever them saw a wife as when guy needs to send people, right? Me and my wife work. Are you gonna stay home? You're gonna wash the clothes, you're gonna cook the food, you're gonna clean the house and look after the children. 4 work you give them more lady for this. You know they want 4 jobs you get the lady. So not because a person at home means they're working, oh you get food when you come home. You don't go to a restaurant, Chinese restaurant, or whoever. You come and you get food, right? How is that the food? Huh? You got to thank God for your wife. For the matter of fact, half your salary belongs to her.
Yes.
What? I hear somebody say that wrong, you see?
Yes.
Unless you let the young say, even know. Anyhow, the two becomes one.
The husband and the wife are one.
Good, you hear that now? Everybody, Pastor, give me a lesson, you know? Husband and wife is one. Now, the man doesn't belong to the husband and wife, it belongs to both of you. about you should manage your account, amen?
Oh.
And know how to spend your money, both of you. I'm not getting no trouble. So when you're working, the very noble thing. I used to be a businessman. I used to work in the shop. Listen, I might tell people, when you got business, it's not you running the business. Business running you. Because sometimes you got to get up and you like it, and you got to get up and open your shop and you got to do what you got to do. Amen?
Amen?
So those of you who are working, I commend you. I know who's getting themselves in a lot of problems. Those people who are idling. Huh? And they got so much time. Now some people go working, they go home, they got so much work within the house. They're like, it's they 24 hours don't do. Some of them got to work and come home and still work. Amen? You know, we ain't got time for that stupidness, so to speak. We got too much things to do. Huh? So when you work, it's a noble thing. So God said, listen, one, look to me. Two, come out of Satan, come in the kingdom of God, live according to kingdom laws. Three, work. Now this is spot. I think the statistic is telling us it's higher now. I think it was 40-something%. But they said about 50% of Americans working today, they're living from paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
If something happens to their vehicle, like they ain't got money to look after the vehicle. If something, they don't have any money. So sometimes, I'm talking for us ordinary people, right? And I'm not talking with the billionaires. And the millionaires. I'm talking about ordinary people like us. Sometimes when we work and we get the money is insufficient to take care of us. Is that so?
Yes.
So has God given us another means whereby we can have money from Him? Remember the principle? Look to God. Two, come out to Satan's kingdom, come in God's kingdom. Put Him forth, live according to His kingdom law. Work. Fourthly now, God said, listen, sometimes the money, God, I believe God knew the money wasn't going to do for many of us that are working. We're working yet, but the money isn't sufficient. So what God said now we will do? Give. Sometimes after working and receiving our wages, it's inadequate or insufficient to meet our material needs. Does God have another means to supply all our needs? Yes. And what does that mean? Giving. Luke 6:30, it tells us, given shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Now how much should we give? How much should we give according to God's word? According to the Bible, we should give our what? Our tithes and offering.
Amen.
You hear that?
Amen.
If you're working for $100, how much that is your tithes?
$10.
So if you give $5, you don't give enough tithes? Offering is different than tithes.
Yeah.
You can give a dollar. Yes, you say you can't give a dollar. You can give it to a quarter cell. But I'm talking about tithes. Tithes is 1/10 of your income. Amen?
Yeah.
So whatever you work for, God said, all right, let me say, share with you what the Bible says. Malachi 3:8-10 tells us, will a man rob God? Huh? Could you rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, how have we robbed thee in tithes and offering? The tithe doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. Amen?
Amen.
God give you ability. God give you life. He give you ability. He give you strength. Isn't that so? Come on, isn't that so?
Amen.
I say, listen, all that I want back from you, I ain't want the 100%. Just give me 10% of whatever you got. Right? Offering is any amount. Give any amount. And what the Lord said He will do? He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and test me or prove me now. Hear it said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out for your blessing that you may not, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You ask anybody who give to God. The songwriter is correct. The more you give to God, the more He give to you. And if your hand tight, love me, oh God, I love you, I love. But not no money, Lord. Oh God, I love you, Lord. Let's serve them. But not no money, Lord. Huh? If you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and if you're loving God with everything you got to love God with your money too. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Our tithes is 1/10, offering is any amount. But do you know you can give 100% to the Lord too?
Yes.
And listen, God don't look at the amount, you know. God will work percentage-wise. God has worked percentage-wise. All right, Luke 21, 1-4 tells us, and he, Jesus, looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain widow casting 2 mites, or 2 copper coin, which would be equivalent to about 1 US in 2005. And he said of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than all, for all these of their abundance cast into the offering of God. But she of her penury has cast in all the living she had. She gave 100%. I said she gave, and how much she gave? 2 mites. Now, did Jesus stop this woman from giving her 2 mites? Did you say, oh, when you're so poor, I'm so sorry for you. Other people should be giving you. No, there's a principle in giving. If you plant 1 mango seed, could you get a harvest of mango?
Yes.
Could you get hundreds and hundreds of mango?
Yes.
But if you plant nothing, what you're going to get?
Nothing.
So God said, listen, if you want to get money from me, you got to plant it. Be not deceived, Galatians 6, 7. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man what sow, that shall he also reap. The Lord Jesus didn't stop this woman to give her 2 mites because that was seed she was planting. Amen? So if you want to keep back, if you want to keep back your seed, you got problem. I said you got problem. God give the what? The sower seed. Isn't that something in the scripture that says that?
Yes.
Is it only money that we can give to God?
Nope.
What else can we give to our Lord? Continue our lives. Isn't that so? Can we give our time? Can we give our strength or ability?
Yes.
Can we, when we give food to others and clothes to others and we help them out in some way or another, could we be doing that as unto the Lord? Colossians 3:23 tells us, whatever we do as unto the Lord. Now how can we know when we're really working for the, when we're giving to the Lord? How can we know? Do you think every time you give money, is it possible that every time you give money, or let me say generally, every time people give money, they're giving it to the Lord? What do you think? They have a certain singer. I think he's homosexual. But I think he helped out a whole set of poor people. I don't know if he thinks by doing that he's going to make it to heaven. There's only one way to get to heaven. By receiving Christ as Savior and Lord and living for him. Amen? And they have a lot of celebrities that help poor people. But they live in work anyhow. Not so. I think your prayers are a lot of good for people, you know. You know, a pro. She have, I think, an orphanage or some kind of school in Africa. She helped with a lot of people. But I'm not trying to be gossip or whatever. It's big in the public. She's not married. She's living with a person. Huh? Isn't that so? So you think by doing all those things, that will take her to heaven? No, you got to follow God's rules. To make it to heaven, isn't that so?
Amen.
Good. How could you know when you're giving to the brethren? How could you know when you're giving to God? Let me say Gerasim quickly. Matthew 25:31-40. It says, but when the Son of Man come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate them as a shepherd separate the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you feed me. I was thirsty and you give me drink. I was a stranger and you invite me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous one will reply, Lord, see what they call him? Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison or visit you? And the King Jesus will tell them, I assure you, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it for me. This is a physical brothers and sisters of Jewish people. Now, who are the brothers and sisters in Christ today? Matthew 12, 46 to 48 tells us, as Jesus was speaking to the crowd, his physical mother and brothers were outside, wanting to talk to him. Someone told Jesus, your mother and your brothers are outside, and they want to speak to you. Jesus asked, who is my mother? And who are my brothers? Then he pointed to his disciples and said, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Who are the brothers and sisters of Christ? Anyone who does the will of God. Excuse me. This will include all true servants of God. If it's doing the will of God. It will include all true brothers and sisters in Christ that are doing the will of God. It will include any church that is doing the will of God. Any church that you give your money to, they're not doing the will of God, you're not giving to God. Any minister that you give your money to, they're not doing the will of God, you're giving to God. Any brother or sister that is not doing the will of God, and you're not giving to God. So if a Jehovah Witness comes and say, well, you know, support me. Should you give money to them? Would you be given to God if you give to them? Huh? Would you be given to God if you give to them? When their doctrine is incorrect? Everybody gets so quiet now.
So pay your fee, God.
All right. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is only when you give money to people that is doing the will of God, man or woman of God, brethren of the Lord, our church is willing to do the will of God, right? By God's help and strength, they're living right. They're trusting God to get people in the kingdom. They're teaching the word of God. Then you should know. Absorb them. Jesus said, by what? Their fruit you shall know them. Isn't that so?
Amen.
Come on, isn't that so?
Amen.
You won't find no perfect person. I wouldn't say you'll find any perfect person. But when you give to these people, you're giving to God. Now, when you look to God to supply your need for money, when you come into Satan, come into the kingdom of God, put him forth, live according to the kingdom of God. When you work hard, you get whatever money, whatever little money you got. And say, Lord, I'm going to honor you by giving my tithes and offering to you. All right? Once you give, you can expect to get back, right? What the word said tells us now. The next thing we have to do is what the word tells us. Give and it shall be what? Given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. And run it over. And when we give to God, the more we give to God, the more we give to us. So God, we can expect that once we give, we can expect to get. If we don't give, we wouldn't be able to expect to receive anything from God. This is how God works in relation to money. This is how God works in relation to money. For you to get from God, you got a gift to God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen. I want, please bring this up on the screen. I want you to see a person that had a problem, and because he gave, how God bless him. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. All right. And then use big screen. Come on again.
King James.
Luke chapter 5 from verse 1.
King James?
Yeah, King anyone. Good. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Good. And saw two ships standing by this lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. You know why they were gone? Why they went put in the washing their net? They tried to kill whole night, they tried to catch fish. They didn't catch paras. You know what I mean? They catch no fish at all. Wait, nobody in here about paras?
Yeah.
Alright. And they didn't catch a basho. Nothing at all. Nothing they don't catch. Good. They were washing their nets. And he entered the one of the ship, or boat, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So look at this now. And he entered into one. Come back there. He entered into one. He Then did the one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out there. In other words, he said, Simon, I know what you're dealing with. I know you plant. You trying to catch fish one night and you're catching nothing, right? Isn't that so?
Yeah.
All right, I want to do something for you, Simon Peter. But listen, in order for me to do something for you, you gotta do something for me. In order for you to get, in order for you to get from me, you gotta give me something. This is how God works, you know. Amen. So he said, boat. And he had to wash the boat, which was Simon's. And prayed him, or I think that word prayer would be asking, that he would thrust out a little from the land. So what Simon gave him? He said, "Our Jesus, have my boat." What else he gave him? Didn't he give him some time? Didn't he have to take some time? He didn't have to use his strength and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. So apparently he told Simon, put me on.
It's all right. It's all right. Everybody can hear me. This mic and don't have to. Yeah.
And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Hear me, Mel Big? Good. All right. So now, Simon was thinking, well, why wouldn't we give me family now? Is the fish worth a sketch? I'll sell it and my family's get money. Right? Maybe, who knows, he was thinking like that. But you say, no, I know your problem. You do what just what I tell you to do. Give me a boat. Right? Give me some of your time. Give me some of your strength. And the Lord decided to use his boat as a pulpit. Now when the Lord finished doing that, after he told him to listen, give me something, and look what happened now. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw or for a catch. Now that you give to me, I want to expect something back.
Mm.
So this thing looks impossible now. Now you know when a person knows their job or their trade, they know when something will happen, right? So they know when time is coming, and when they got to throw your net, and that me and you now we know much of fish. We throw it anytime, right? Anytime again. Sometimes the fish don't bite at that time, all right? You know, they don't, they're on the square at that time. But Simon and Andrew, I think both of them were fishermen. Peter, James, and John, all of them were fishermen. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled how? All night, and have taken nothing. All night we trained again. He said, all right, this is a different story now. Because you have given to me, things are going to be different.
Mm.
Amen? Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the nets. And you got to say, Lord, nevertheless, Lord, I know how things look. I could take the tight money, I could do a lot of things with it. Huh? But nevertheless, Lord, I'm going to give it to you, Lord. Let me see what happens. Amen? And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Now, that was he blessing. How did the Lord take and bless you? Breast down what? Shaking together. All right, look at the next verse now. And they beckon unto their partners. Well, the blessing was not only for them, but for their partners also. Isn't that so? And they beckon unto their partners, which were in the other ship or boat, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships or boat, so that they began to sink. This was what? A press down, a shaking together, a running over. Anybody can tell you, any person who really know about giving can tell you that they have been given, since they've been given to God, let the windows of heaven open. And all their needs are being met. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said all their needs are being met miraculously. Somehow. You said, but when things seem to be going up, the Lord is taking care of us. I said the Lord is taking care of us.
Amen.
Because we learn to do our part. We learn to believe God. You think in the true sense we could give God anything? Come on, think in the true sense we could give God anything? The art is the Lord and the fullness thereof the world. God owns everything. But God, this is God's principle to give us back to us. He said, listen, you look to me. Come unto Satan's kingdom. Come in my kingdom. Put me forth. Live according to my kingdom law. Walk. And when you get whatever you get, you give to me. And look and see what I can do. I can do what? I can give back to you how? Good measure. Press down. Shake together. I run in over. Shall men given to your bosom. Don't know if I have time for this other illustration, but some of you should know Elijah and the widow. Remember, he was by the brook. And the raven came and what? Brought him. The raven fed him, right? And after time, the brook
dried up.
Then the Lord sent him to who? Now, God got ways in doing things. See, God is not like your man. Now, if we wanted to help out somebody, we'd send him to a rich person, right? Come on, isn't that so? You might send him to a person who has a lot. But the Lord sent him to a widow who was desperate. Why do you think God sent him to a widow? Because she needed a miracle. Amen? When the man of God came and said, well, make me a cake, he said, well, I got a little flour on the Lord. And we're going to cook this and whatever. Maybe somebody tell me we're going to die. Not, that's all he got. But God knew her need, and God said, listen, for you to get lady, you got to give it to amount to this. Right? I believe that's what God was actually saying. You got to give to my prophet. When you give to my prophet, you give it to me because he's doing the will of God. And when you give to me, by giving to my prophet, look what can happen. The year was, the family was three years, right? Was 3.5 years? 3.5 years, right? Good. So let's say, I don't want somebody to do calculation for me here fast. So let's say that Elijah was by the pool, or rather by the brook for 6 months. And he went by the widow and spent 3 years. Now the woman gave home one meal. One meal! And let's say, well after she gave that meal, God said, listen, miracle for you. That barrel that had your meal in, it will not run dry. Right? A miracle is going to happen here until the famine is over. So let's say they eat three. And the Bible says, Elijah eat, the widow eat, and I think her son eat also, right? So let's calculate that now. The mathematician now. Good. Three meals a day for three persons. There's how much? Help me. Nine, multiply that by 3 years. Huh? Over 10,000. All right, I'm not so good in maths, right? All right, over 10,000. So she gave one meal and get back over 10,000 meals that she could look after herself or son. I think, was she and her son, right? And that. And the man of God too. Bless other people. Now suppose when Elijah had gone to her, said, me, Elijah and his prophet, and these people called, he said, man of God, I tell you that one meal for me, my son, you want get him from peace of God too? I got a heart. You know, she could have said that. I these wicked people, man. I tell you what's going on. But no. Praise God, she did the right thing. Amen? Amen. I said, praise God, she did the right thing.
Amen.
And when she did, she lived. The man of God lived and her son lived. You see how you get from God? You see how you get from God? It might be little. But when you give it to God, God is able to multiply it. How? Press down, shaking together, running over. Press down, shaking together, and running over. Now I had a little experience in giving. After I come to know the Lord, after I come to know the Lord, of course I didn't mask it right away. After I come, but the heart of a titan, so I used to give. And I gave, had some problem or whatever, but I start, after I learned the principle of giving, by we giving. Langoing in Guyana, you work for $30 a month. That was money, you know. You know that was money? I thought about $30. We had business, so I used to put a dollar every day, $1 every day, and put it towards the work of God. So every month I used to give $30, but this would be possibly some people's salary. We give that every month. And then watch God bless us. From that $14 a month, many, 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 many more times, we're able to give to God now. Sometimes there's $30. But by God's help, as God bless you, we're able to give about $80,000 a month now, Guyanian tithes. Yep. As God bless us, we give back to God. My wife is a giver too. She like if she makes milk, she must give more than me. We learn to give. And God give back to us how good measure, press down, shape it together. Around. When we are married and have nothing, God bless us. We have land, we have house, we have furniture. We come over here, and still God is blessing us over here. The blessings of the Lord, what? Make it rich and add it no sorrow. Every good and every perfect gift coming down from the heaven. The devil can tell you, know, you give money to church, you stupid. It. You hate them, want to rob you to your blessing, no. You give money to the church, you stupid. You know what you could do with the money? You know what you could do with if you get it, if you're giving 300 US or 400 US. You add up the 12 to a year, how much money you got there? No? 2 12, 36, 4 12, 48, $4,800 back when the year come, and you give the work a lot. The devil might come and whisper in your ears, don't give nothing. I'll see what happened to you. Somebody say, everybody's pay tithes. Everybody's gift tithes. If you don't give it to the Lord, you're going to lose it some other way. Something can happen to you. Your vehicle breakdown, or you hope something gone, suddenly something gone around, this happening, that, and you're paying back it all the time. The devil don't want you to be blessed. Amen? But God wants you to be blessed. He said, give, and it shall be what? Given unto you, good measure, pressed down. I had some experience in giving. One time I was not working, I have a wife, I think I have Joshua was born already. We got coming out to Christmas time, we are getting. And you know, Christmas Day, you know, an election, and me are working. And I was in a church, and I think they were talking about giving. I sat here, and I took a step of faith, you know. I had, if you can remember, I had $500 in Guyana, and I had $3 in my pocket. They're the only money guy in the whole world. $3 and $500. So, offering time came up. Start here and take a step of faith, you know, it will amount to that, right? I took the $500, I take $300, and I put all in the offering. Hallelujah. The just shall live by what? Faith. Isn't that what the word says? That's why I believe in God. We're going to have 100 people here, and we're going to have 100 people. You believe it with me? We're going to have our church in 2 years' time. We're going to have our church. Because we can have what we say. Isn't that what the Bible says? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, without removing, without casting, says, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things that you said shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. Praise the Lord. So, if the world was selling now for 1 cent, it didn't have a cent. But there I was in the church, and God asked speedily, because God had no new money at the time. I need money at the time. When they gave it out, I wasn't passing the church, I wasn't a member of the church, and they gave it out, and I said, Pastor Akhan! They called me up. Just like that, I didn't ask them for nothing and beg them, but come up, we have something for you. And they gave me an envelope. When I opened the envelope, it had $5,000. At that time, it had $5,000 in the envelope.
Wow.
Because God said when you give, you're going to do what? Give back to you how? Good measure. Then somebody come from the U.S. That is many, many years ago. I can't remember. They said, you know what? Somebody sent this money. Remember, give three U.S., you know. They give Guyana money, get back Guyana money, right? They give U.S. and get back U.S., right? So I give the three U.S. and somebody said, look, somebody sent this thing to you, 50 U.S. That was about, I don't know how much money now at that time. But what I'm trying to say, when you give to God, he give back to you. So maybe, you know, you can get a little sense now. When you give, change your money, giving U.S. and get back in U.S., right? The more you give to God, the more He gives to you. And we believe in giving. Listen, anytime if somebody give me a $10, give me a $100, $50, I put 10% out of that and give it. Any money I get, I give back to God. And God give back to me, good measure what? Press down, shake it again around the world. Now, I'm not a millionaire, right? I'm not complaining. Godliness is with contentment is what? Still great gain, but don't touch my tithes and offerings. Satan, you don't want to touch that because there's where my blessing is financially. And if you can touch that, then you're going to hinder me financially. So I must give my tithes and I must give my offering so that God could give back to me. How? Good measure? Press down. Shake it together. I run it over. So sometimes when you look at your tithes, Satan come whisper in your ears, all the money you give to the churches, chop it. What happened to you? Well, keep it back and see what happens. Keep your seed and see See how much harvest you're going to get. Keep it and see what happens. So I'm challenging us as a church. I've experienced it. You see, I don't believe in preaching and teaching anything that I am practicing. I practice this giving to the Lord. Our home is to open our homes. Anybody can come up to now, we had the kind of same prayer. Anybody come in our home and they got to get a meal or they have gone to sleep, they come. Some of the boys used to live in our homes. That time Joshua was small. Some of them used to live in our home. We try to help out people. Whatever. When we come over here, we still have open home. Anybody can come, we try to help them, whatever. Give a little dollar, right? Say, help me with coconut and choker. My aunt got coconut choker expensive, right? And give another rent and a jar and whatever. But still, amen. Whatever little you have, you give. Isn't that so? We give. And God bless us back. And I'm challenging this church. If you want, God. Listen, I believe in God. We believe in God for this. I can get the building. You believe that?
Amen.
Now, I know where you come from, but I believe in God for house over here and land too.
Amen.
And I believe God and give me it. And when He gave me it, I'm come and tell you. I'm come and announce it. At one time in Korea, I wanted shoes. And I pray in God, that time it was shoes and just a shoe, because I think so hard. I said, Lord, provide a shoe for me. Provide a shoe for me, Lord. Provide a shoe for me. Because I don't want to use. And somebody come and give me a shoe, and somebody give me a boots to get two. So I want to encourage you as a church, if you want God blessing upon you, Lord, to look to, don't look to nobody, look to God. Come out to Satan's kingdom, come in His kingdom, put Him forth, live according to His kingdom law, work and give. When you give back to God, say, God, I'm expecting to give back to me now. Good measure, press down, shake together, and run over, shall we? The men giving to your bosom. You have loan to pay, and it seems hard to pay. The Lord, devil must say, watch your tithes and offering, and I don't give it on. The Lord, I can honor you. And if I honor you, you can honor me. The money can come, Lord. It can come. It can come, and it can come. But don't let the devil talk you out of giving to God. Remember, when you're giving to pastor, you're giving to the church. Whatever you do so unto the Lord. And if you're giving it to the Lord, keep your money. You don't get no blessing. Give it to the Lord, amen? And God will bless you. Good measure, press down, shake together, and running over. I need to take a little time and teach you this. So I'm expecting everybody now to do what the Word of God says, right? Amen? So God could bless you. And He could make you. How did Peter get the blessing? He's pressed down. His boat was so full, right? That it, I think the scripture record that it was. Then he called his partner, their boat out so that he wanted to sink. Because they were so much a blessing. So let us be encouraged, brethren. Our time is almost gone. I know they have some meetings after the service. So let's look to God. Concentrate on what you learn, right? And put this thing into practice. Give to God and let God give back to you. If you really love God, but it's always a little tithes and offering. The Lord gave His life for us. So it's always a little tithes and offering to give to the Lord. And when you give to God, God blesses you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Let's pray. Praise the Lord.